public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 463-428 through checks number 463436 and checks number 463438 through checks number 463461, warrants 7696 through 7701. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check numbers 463437.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes May 10th, 2021, and executive session minutes May 10th, 2021.
I didn't have anything.
Good. Move to approve regular session minutes for May 10th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 10th of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I've only got one abatement. It's a real estate paid abatement, so it is a refund. Abatement number is 206-264. Customer sent a letter back plainly stating that the property was not participating in the nightly rental program, was left commercial for half of it. He did pay the taxes, and error was found. Abatement to refund the amount of commercial over the residential for that portion of the property. Signed, Andy Adams.
It doesn't say it, but I'm assuming that they received the letter in time, and they just failed to get it changed.
That's the understanding I get from it.
Okay. Move to approve abatement number 206-264 with the date of May the
17th,
2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Wesley, you may not know this. Do they even allow nightly rental in Fort Rail?
I have no idea.
Do they allow nightly rental in Fort Rail?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear very well.
I was asking, do they allow nightly rental in Fort Rail?
They have several.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think they allowed it in there for some reason.
At one time, I don't think they did, but I believe they have.
That would be more of a question for
the city.
Scott Starrett.
What's in the city limits?
Oh, then yeah. It would be the city.
City.
But I thought with it being private gated, I'm assuming they could. I was just curious.
Yeah. At one time, a customer said they didn't, and then, but we can check further on that, but they were allowing some.
Okay.
Anyway, a guy had one.
HVAC system replacement bid recommendations, number 202-101-475.
Morning. We're here in reference to the HVAC replacement system bid 202104-475. We received three bids on this. The first one with Ed's Heating and Cooling came in at $19,920, but they were immediately disqualified because they did not follow the bid requirements. The second one is with Specialty Air Conditioning. They're out of Springfield, Missouri. Their bid came in at a total of $14,588.70. And the last one that came in was DeLong Plumbing out of Springfield at $23,101 even. After we opened them, Mr. Mike Molnick took it back to the airport board for review. So there was about, 10-12 day period before I received the recommendation. The recommendation is to go with Specialty Air Conditioning out of Springfield, Missouri.
And you checked with the company, and they're very capable, and checked with the references.
Correct. Specialty Air has done quite a bit of work for the City of Branson and the Department of Natural Resources, and both had good things to say about them.
Move to award bid number 202104-475 to Specialty Air Conditioning Springfield out of Springfield, Missouri, based on recommendation from Airport Board and Mike Molnick, Airport Manager.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I know we talked about it, that those companies that are just failing to follow to mark everything on the bid, it's important.
It's happened several times.
Yeah, because this one vendors. We've done business with, and
we're in current contract with Ed's Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, of course they were not the best bid right now anyway.
Correct.
But I hope that they'll be very careful when they make their bids and follow them.
And when I send out a DBI, I'm very specific in there to follow all instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Other than holding their hand, I don't know what else I can do. Thank you.
Thank you. NASPO Value Point Deficiency Quote Number 3407-21-046 Maintenance Wiring Fixes for Control Valves and Backflow Preventer. I have a letter dated May 13, 2021 from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has approved the quotes as to form, and that is for the backflow preventer rebuild and two control valves, labor and materials. And this is a cooperative purchasing agreement?
Yeah, they were. It is, and we just found this stuff when we was going through our testing we did a couple weeks ago.
Move to approve the NASPO Value Point Deficiency Quote 3407 for... as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. There is one little deal on the, I pointed out to Nikki that we're going to have to get changed on the paperwork. On one of them, they've got it from Forsyth Main Street, but the other one, they've got it for Veneta, Oklahoma. They put the wrong heading on the deal. And Nikki said she'd change that this morning before it gets
okay.
Around.
Discussion and appointment of authorized representative for the American Rescue Plan Act.
Jonas, you didn't know you were here for this, did you?
No.
Okay.
It was a trick. We got you here. Everybody else is laughing.
Do we want, before we actually make the appointment, do we want to discuss just what it means and how detailed that the knowledge that person has to have and the detail? And
yeah, I mean, Melissa, if you want to give a quick synopsis on kind of what this is. We call it ARPA.
Right.
And it's kind of a, it's the current administration's version of the CARES Act.
In some
more
ways.
Or less.
More or less. It's more of a, this section of it is the Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund. So it's, well, state and local. But it's a little more broad than the CARES Act from last year was more immediate needs directed, where the American Rescue Plan Act allows for these funds to be more broad. So the county has set a certain amount that they will receive, but it comes in two different tranches. So we get one this year, and then 12 months later we'll get additional. And it's a broader focus on what it can be used for, and it can actually look at some infrastructures and things like that, more than just immediate needs like last year's program. So it's a longer-running program. It will go through 2024. So there's some time. There's not as much, you know, pressure like we had last year. You had to be done by December 30th, though they did extend that. But there was a lot of push to get the funds out. And this time you've got time to work on some projects and to really look at what to do and how to go forward with the funds. It's just going to be an extended period of time that we will manage those funds.
Even though it's broad, it's clear that it there's certain things it will
yes.
not cover.
There are clear things it can't cover, and then there are things that, you know, it's got about four categories that they really look at, and then there are some limitations that it can't be used for. So obviously it can still be used to respond to that, to the public health emergency that we're still under, but it can also look at the economic effects of that too, and there's some opportunity to cover some lost revenue and then to invest in water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure too. So,
and then can you just the purpose of the authorized representative?
So the authorized representative basically manages the reporting, the paperwork, the it's amazing amount of paperwork that goes with this so that we meet all of the audit requirements that we report to. This is coming straight from the federal government, from the U.S. Treasury, as opposed to passing through the state. So all of our reporting goes directly to the U.S. Treasury. So that representative will do all of the reporting. They will manage all of that. They will be the liaison between both you guys as the commission and however we decide to award those funds. They will be the liaison for that and make sure work with county legal and just manage all of every piece of paper, every documentation, every interaction with the funds and how we distribute them.
The so, representative carries much, many requirements, and they apply for the funds for the, on behalf of the county, correct?
That's correct. So to apply for the funds for this, you have to go through the U.S. Treasury to do it. They require a lot of personal information from that representative. They'll require the driver's license, the Social Security number, all of that stuff to recognize that, you know, to identify who they actually are. And then they are the one that has the login.
To create the ID.me account?
Yes. Create the ID.me account, which certifies you are who you say you are, and that's the secure system the U.S. Treasury is using.
Am I correct that they'll have your email and they will converse with you any updates or anything that comes in regard to ARPA?
That's correct. Email, phone number, everything.
I think it makes sense for us to appoint you as that representative simply because of your job and title.